Kuzana and the Tova, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening. Good evening, everyone. We've got a Shaila, which for some people, this is the most common Shaila that is negated to them. Not only once a day, not only twice a day. Some people have told me they can have 4, 5, 6 coffees a day. Again, they can play on your heart rate, the blood pressure, too much coffee has got other things. You have to always be aware that the coffee side effects. One of the side effects is the halacha part of it, is that when a person has a coffee, a hot drink, a tea, they're putting themselves into hot water. I'll tell you why, because it's a serious shaila. It's so funny, and there's strong views on either side. Because when a person makes himself a coffee, it's for schmuck. He goes himself, even before Shacharis, as a special head, to go and make himself a coffee. The first few minutes in the morning, you're already putting yourself into an enormous shaila, which all the posts can discuss. It's like, it's not something which is a secret to anyone. The cup is small, all full of everyone's discussing the shaila. And the shaila is, when a person makes himself a coffee, and he has more than a reverse. How much is a reverse? My good old cup, which is 100cc. 86cc is a small share reverse, which make, then you can already go make a bracha on. Chaznish share was double that, 150. But imagine you have to make yourself a coffee like this. Obviously, coffee doesn't go in a glass, it doesn't work. You have to make it in a different cup. But if you have a coffee as big as this, and you make, obviously, shahakal nibbles very zikha make, there's no question about that. So just over half a plastic cup, right, the equivalent of just over half a plastic cup, would be a share of years. However, the shaila is that the time it takes to drink the coffee is longer than 10-15 seconds. What's this 10-15 seconds all about? What are we on about? Hang on a second. When you have a little bit of a cake, when you have a few biscuits, you don't need to time yourself to make sure to have a kazayis. Kazayis obviously a lot less than it is. You don't, that kazayis doesn't have to be eaten within a share of 10 seconds, whatever, 10-15 seconds. It's enough that you have within 4 minutes. The time it takes to eat a pras. How much is a pras? Sure, you got a shitter from every single minute, from 2 minutes, from 4 till 9 minutes. You've got every shitter going from every half a second, every half a minute you got another shitter. At the end of the day, and we get that day, from 4 minutes you're okay to make sure, as long as within 4 minutes you're having two pieces of cake, then you can go ahead and make halamichya. You buy a kiddush and you have 2 pieces of cake, you make halamichya. That's a dover borrow. What is Nishkan Dava Baru is that when it comes to Shia drinking, that you actually have to have a lot more than a kazayis. You have to have almost three times the amount, which is 86cc. How much is the time span you allowed in order to make sure you're having that reverse, in order to be allowed to make a brain of fashions? You would have thought, what's the difference? It should be the same as Akhila, and so says the Raivad. The Shittas Raivad is just like your kazayis. You're allowed to have within 4 minutes to make a bracha achrona. Similarly, your revius, you've got 4 minutes to make a bracha achrona. Now, 4 minutes for a coffee, yeah, it's not too long, but it's doable and it's normal as long as you're paying attention, not letting it to just get cold. Usually, you could catch in the 4 minutes. Certainly, the 5 minutes, of course, you're okay. The problem is, call it a problem. The Shittas HaRambam seems to be the problem. The Rambam comes out with a massive, massive shita, which is brought down. Shulchan Aruch is soysom like that in Hilchos Yom Kippur, regarding Yom Kippur, eating on Yom Kippur, when a person's chayiv on Yom Kippur, would be that the time span in order to be considered the choshev shtiyah arvias, in order to make a bracha achrona, is way, way, way less. It's the time it takes not to have a pras, enormous amount, either 4 beitzim, 3 beitzim, the time it takes to have a serious reverse, the drinking of a reverse. If I hand you a reverse and I say, let's say you're a bit thirsty and I give you orange juice, how long does it take you to drink it and get on with life? It'll take you 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds. You do it in 2 goes. Mishabura brings down that the normal time it takes to have a serious reverse is in 2 goes. You have 1 sip and another sip, and then you finish your reverse. That is the amount that you'd have to finish your reverse in that time span, which is basically essentially saying that you have to drink it sort of like straight through. Otherwise, if you don't drink it straight through, if you give a bit more of a gap and you're waiting 20 seconds or something, And it takes you 20 seconds to have it, which is quite common. Sometimes you have a Coke and the fizz is making you schlep it a bit longer or something like that, so you take a few sips. Then, if it's taking you longer than it takes you to have a Shtis Revius, then the Rambam held, this is not called a Shtia, and you can't make a Brach Acharim. Shulchan Aruch is sitting like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Shtis Arriva, that's Chaylek. So what do? The Golem passes one way, it passes like the Arriva, the Kula. So when you have this Shaila in and of itself, then you won't be able to go ahead and make a Brach Acharim because you have a Sofer Brachas Lahokel. There's one other Tziruv, which over here the Mishabura brings. Mishabura says that with tea and coffee, the Hinele in and Shias Tiva coffee, there's a Svara to say that even the Rambam, who told you that you have to make sure to have it within, let's call it 10 seconds, right? When it comes to a type of drink that the derech is to have it longer, then perhaps that time span gets longer with it. Meaning, yes, when it comes to your orange juice, it's very normal to Ribena, orange juice, it's very normal to have it in 10 seconds. But when it comes to your coffee, you don't find people doing that. It's not so common. And therefore, if it's most common that it takes you 2 minutes, it takes you 3.5 minutes, then that time span gets extended, even according to the Shitta of the Rambam. When the Rambam says Ketokadesh Shitta's Revius, he means it has to reflect on what type of drink you're drinking. If you're drinking a cold drink and that the derech is on that drink, it's very subjective to what you're drinking. And therefore, if you're having a coffee which takes longer, even the Rambam, according to the Mishnah Melech, held that you've got the shear gets longer. So that is, well, how long?
It's not coffee,
so, what's this?
Any hot drink.
Any hot drink. Fair enough. Any hot drink. Lemon juice. Soup. Any hot drink. That's a true, very, very good point. Mr. Brewer is discussing tea and coffee. And how long is long? Well, once it passes 4 minutes, then you got the Shittas Harambam, the Raivad, that's also not going to be happy with that. Because according to the Raivad, you wouldn't necessarily extend it. It's only according to the Rambam you're extending it. But at least till 4 minutes, according to the Shittas, are okay. So now, it sounds like a good plan. You've got machlokas normally how long you've got. Okay, so even if you want to be machmir and say that, yeah, usually when you have a rabina, you have to drink it quite quick in order to make a point of ashes. But maybe when it comes to my hot drink, maybe over here, I've got a good plan. I've got my heta to go ahead and make a brain of ashes, even though I'm taking 3 and a half minutes. Mr. Brewer says, Ayn Shom in Behetev, he brings a machlokas, and he says that a lot of achronim say shalei levarich. V'chein hu minig ha'olam is made that the minig ha'olam is to not make a brocha achrein on coffee. It's a very, very interesting shaila, because you've got against this, you have many, many shittas that were noted to make a brocha achrein. Starting from the Chasim Sofer, the Maram Sheikh, many shittas held that you make a brocha achrein. All the Heintigers bring a whole list of shittas that hold you make a brocha achrein. The Shem Talevi, the Chazanish, the Briskrov. You've got many. Rav Yashav is actually a video of him making brocha achrein after him having a coffee, and you've got very strong shittas either way. Rabbi Falk was very, very much influenced from the Mishabura, and Rabbi Falk, he told us that the Maisa is such a shaila if the Mishabura is made that the minig ha'olam is not to make a brocha achrein on coffee and tea, then one, unless one has a minig, right, unless one has a specific minig to yes make, then l'chayra should follow the Mishabura not to make a brocha achrein. I must admit that it does create a bit of a zilzal for those which don't make a brocha achrein, because you have to picture someone who has like 2 or 3 coffees a day and he's drinking, he gets used to the system of drinking and then without making a brocha achrein, which is just generally a problem that some say when a person has enough really to make a brocha achrein, it's a big pity that there's a habit not to make a brocha achrein. You have a lot of the pelayoyets always used to say to make a siman Before you go and do something, that you have to make sure to make a brocha achrein. Someone from London told me, a big poysik told me, he never puts down the drink before he makes a brocha achrein. He always keeps it in his hand. I'm assuming he makes a brocha achrein on coffee as well, I don't know. But he says he never puts down the thing that he's oisik in before he makes a brocha achrein. This thing is just a matter of habit, it's just a pure habit. Just imagine a person would lose, there was a story that I once missed a certain deadline from the government and it cost me a few £1,000. And sometimes now, even now, I look back and think about it. You know, all I needed to do at that time was just to submit something and I would have had a massive gain from it. And that's really how the Bali Musa say, you see, the Shlomo Melech says that we look at mitzvahs like money, so that really it's a similar thing. It's very, very easy to fall into habit of wherever you go to a kiddush, a chweis, and then before you know it, you don't know what's happening with bracha. The bracha achrein is very easy to lose, and that's something that each bracha, which is a very, very, very valuable thing. So it does come with a bit of a danger that when a person just has coffee and coffee and coffee and they doesn't make a bracha achrona, then you do get used to a bit going ahead. But the said that's not always such a big cheshbon. The cheshbon, the shaykh is, this is a massive problem over here. Now, I guess the answer, the solution would be, the chorus, to try and make sure to have a revius at the end. That means to if you're having a big coffee, so the first bit you can sip and sip, but then the last bit, which is quite a lot, quite a big last bit, because a revius is quite a lot compared to how much, you know, just at the end. Really, a coffee is, you know, a revius is 86 cc. But there's another spelt that the taz, the shittas of taz is that in order to make a bracha achrona, you don't even need to have a revius. It's enough that you have shittas toises is a kazais, it's tiny, like 25 cc. But the taz holds malo lugma, 45 cc, which is only half of the amount of this cup. So therefore, even if you leave, let's say you are knowing to make a bona fides, it's still kedai to have the last bit, even a little bit more than a cheek full, like 45 cc, even if it's not a whole revius. If you have a minute to make a bracha achrona, it's still probably kedai that the last bit, at least you have a melelugmav of it, then according to the taz, then you can make a bracha achrona even if you just have that.
Last every coffee, end of the day?
At the end of each coffee. No, this is another shayla, because if someone has a coffee, let's say, it's people that, for the coffee drinkers, they have a coffee at, let's say, 10 o'clock, right? But SM, once a person has a kazayis, he's running against time to make a bracha achrona on a kazayis. Let's say you have a piece of cake, a nice thick piece of cake, you want to make it ala mechia, you're running against time. Officially you can have 72 minutes, it's ideally not to run into that shayla, it's ideally to make straight away, the Chai Adam already writes this, to make sure to make it straight away. But if a person's delayed, up to 72 minutes. By shasiya, by drinking, the shir ikkun is a lot quicker. Some say it's even from already half an hour. That means, you know, when it's common, it comes to Havdalah, you make your Abdullah and you drink the Abdullah kois. But sometimes you're very busy doing things, the phone, the this, that, you're very busy with things, and then before you know it, it's well after half an hour after you've drunk the kois. And pashas, you can't make alagefen anymore, because from already after half an hour after the shsia, you lose already the bona fides for the alagefen, you can't make a bracha achrona on it. So now here comes another shayla. When a person sits at the office, wherever he is, and he makes himself a coffee at 9:30. Anyone in the office at 9:30? Let's just imagine 9:30. You come there, make a coffee. And 9:30, so you have your first coffee, and your derech is to have another coffee at 11 o'clock. You're in the same room for till 1 o'clock. What do you suggest you do regarding your bracha achrona of your first coffee? Let's say you make a bracha achrona of your first coffee, you make sure to have, let's say, a big sip at the end, or you have another cup of water or something. So you make a bracha achrona, but you know in an hour's time you're going to have another coffee. What should you do? If you don't make a bracha achrona, then your shahakal nibudvoroi would cover you for the 11 o'clock one as well. Because as long as you haven't been mashana mokim, you haven't gone outside the building, you've stayed inside the office area, so then your shahakal nibudvoroi should last you an hour later. On the other hand, if you leave it open and you don't make a bracha achrona, after half an hour drinking that coffee, you've lost the zechus of making bracha achrona, because bracha achrona on drinks can only be said up to half an hour after drinking it. So you can see the bit of a dilemma. People have this sometimes shavuos. They have coffees, well, yeah, for those who have milkshakes, or they have flay shakes, but they make sure to have the other soya milk or something. And you're having coffees every half an hour, every hour. Every three quarters of an hour you're having a coffee. So what do you do there? Very interesting. The person who say them, the chassis has got a tshuva to say, go ahead and make your bracha achrona now, because after half an hour you'll lose it. Even if it's going to cause you to make another shahakal nivadvaroi, an hour later it's still kadai that you're chapping around your bona fides. It's always kadai to chap around your bona fides, even if it means you're going to have to make another shahakal nivadvaroi afterwards. That's still kadai. One thing everyone can see very clearly, how enormously different food is to drink in so many different ways. With food, it's enough to have a tiny kazai, it's 25 cc. with Shasiyah, you have to have an enormous amount. You have got a Revi, it says 86, the smaller Shia is 86, a lot. It's a lot more than a Shia Kazayas. Number two is, the second difference is that with Achila, with food, you've got the time span of 4 minutes, but Shasiyah, if you want to have a cup of orange juice, you have to drink it within 10 seconds. You can see the big difference. Now, here comes the big shaykh. You have a yogurt. You go and buy yogurts from the shop, which they come in 6-pack, right? They cost a fortune with these 6 yogurts. And you buy a yogurt. Now, the small yogurts, you know what I mean? They come in small, the small yogurts, they're like basically pretty much like 2 small teaspoons, basically. They're quite small. They are more than 25cc. But they're less than 86cc. Imagine I give you one of these yogurts. Shahakum ibn Tabari Zikha make. My question to you is, do you make a bone of hoshes after having that small yogurt? You have a tiny yogurt. You buy them in a shop. They're 40cc or something. They're bigger than 25, 35, 40cc. And I give you one of them. They're smaller than this. You get one of these small cups. And you take a small teaspoon. Yeah, it's like 2 big teaspoons or 3 spoons or something like that. And the shayla is, do you make a brocha achrona? Well, is it a food or is it a drink? If it's a drink, there's no way you can make a bone of hoshes. Firstly, it's nowhere near the shear of 86cc. And secondly, your chances are you're not drinking it fast enough. So therefore, is it a drink or is it a food? If it's a food, then certainly you can. Because number one is it's more than 25cc. And number two is you're having it within 4 minutes. This shayla, Dan Krauss, someone, he's a bocha. He sent the shayla to the stipler. And he asked the stipler, when you have something like a yogurt style, ice cream style, how do you look at it? Is it considered like a food, which a lot of times you would be able to make a bread of hoshes, in our case, or would you look at it as like a drink, in which case you will not be able to make a bread of hoshes? And the stipler has got a very nice letter back, beautiful letter back. It's written in the Sefer Mekorei HaBrocha, and he writes very nicely there, and he says that it depends if it's pourable. If it's pourable, then it's got a shasiya. That yogurt that I'm referring to specifically is not really pourable. Maybe at the top a tiny little droplet will come out, but it's not really pourable. When you turn it upside down, maybe a blob out, but it's not going to pour out. So if it's not going to pour out, that should have the halacha as a food item. In which case, can you believe it? When I give you one of these small yogurts, l'choria, there should be an Indian to make a brain of hoshes according to this. All that chorium bring down this letter. So the ice cream as well. So someone will say if it's not pourable, l'choria should be able to make a brain of hoshes on ice cream as well. Although it's a bit worse, because if you would leave it at room temperature, it'll turn into water, slightly worse. So someone will say that's a bit worse. But at least with the yogurt, that's my case, that's why I speak about the case with the yogurt. The yogurt, even if you leave it at room temperature, should usually, unless we're talking about the Israeli leaven, but if we're talking about the English yogurts, usually they hold strong, they're firm, and therefore it should be able to make a bone of hoshes on this. Again, you can see that with coffee, it's a serious shayla regarding making bracha achrona. You'll have to follow your minig on it. Rabbi Fatal used to say, if you haven't got a strong minig, it's probably not kedai to make a bone of hoshes, or to make sure that you're having a revi is of something else, whether either the coffee itself or a different drink. So then at least you're covered, because it's a serious shayla. But you will find a lot of shizah salt. Do make a bracha. And finally, we mentioned this chiluk between a food and a drink, if it's pourable or if it's not pourable, and massively negair to a yogurt. If a person has a yogurt made of bainafoshes, pashas, according to what the stipler wrote to the dying crowds, would be the choyah should be able to make a bainafoshes.